Mariette, ma petite Mariette, je te ferai mon cœur et ma galette. Cher ange, ma fleur d'orange, un petit bouton, ça sent si bon. Bonjour, everybody. Bonjour, Dick, and bonjour, Walter.
Hello, chef.
Oh, it is nice to have this opportunity to, as you call it, to visit over the radio. It is not every chef who has the chance to go on the radio. No. And you know, when Madam Allen, that is Ida Bailey Allen, she asked me to go on the air with her, I thought we were going up in an airplane. And I say to her, merci, madame, but I like to be the chef right on the ground floor where I have plenty of room. And then she explained that on the air, that means the radio. So here I am, ready to tell you about la carte du jour, or as you say, the dinner of the day. Now, but first I must speak it over with Madame Allen. Walter, Madame Allen, she has not yet arrived?
Well, I haven't seen her, but don't worry, she'll be here all right. You know, for 5 consecutive years, the radio editors voted Mrs. Allen the most outstanding broadcaster in homemaking. So you see, Ida Bailey Allen is always dependable.
Ah, oui, I know, but where is
she? And she's been food and homemaking editor of leading newspapers and magazines.
Oui, oui, I know, but where
and
is she?
And she has written 39 books on cooking, entertaining, and homemaking sold all over the world.
Oui, that is all
and
very interesting.
And now she tells me she's writing a new
oh,
book.
Oh, sacré nom de nom, but I know that.
You do?
We.
Oui. Well, how do you know?
Because I am working with her on the cooking and experimentation.
Oh, is that so? Well, what's it all about?
It is about the pressure cooking.
Oh, I see. Well, that's going to be interesting.
Ah, oui. And we are planning also to make the demonstration in different cities of the country.
You mean Mrs. Allen and the chef are going to make personal appearances in leading cities?
Certainement. And speaking of personal appearance, there is Madame Allen right now. Madame Allen! Madame Allen!
Well, it isn't exactly Allen's alley.
It's Mrs. Ida Bailey Allen in person.
Hello, Walter.
Bonjour, madame.
Oh, bonjour, monsieur le chef. I hope I haven't disturbed your routine for the dinner of the day.
No, madame. I simply wanted to know when you arrived so we could decide on the menu for the dinner.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, let's see. How about starting with a spring salad bowl?
Bon.
And then for the main course, we might have lamb with barbecue sauce.
Très bien. And the vegetables with the lamb?
Oh, let's have mashed potatoes. Very fluffy, please, chef.
Oui, madame.
And asparagus.
Oh, I have only a little asparagus, but perhaps I combine this with the carrots sliced, oui?
Oh, fine. A good idea. Now, for dessert, let's have a strawberry and pineapple cup.
Oui, madame. And café, oui?
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Très bien, madame. I go to prepare the menu.
Walter, that bright bit of music reminds me of a fascinating exhibit of French styles I just saw.
But French styles, oh, they sound expensive.
Well, some of these were. But many of the ideas could be applied to the makeovers and the make-dos that we women are still using.
But I understand France has hardly any materials at all.
That's right. So the couturiers, the great dressmakers of France, planned a fashion show with wire mannequins, less than a third the natural size. They got out all their scraps of material of all kinds and made up more than 200 beautifully costumed mannequins. Then they placed these in typical French settings. A gala street fair, scenes in Paris. You know, as in a theater or the Opera Comique. Now, this exhibit was first shown in Paris, then London and New York. And right now it's on its way across the country. And the admission fees will be used to aid the many millions of French people who are suffering from the war and its effects.
Are there many style changes, Mrs. Allen?
Yes, several. One of the things that was most noticeable was the length of the skirts.
Are they going to be any shorter?
Oh, you would ask that. No. They're much longer than we've been wearing them. Only 14 or 15 inches from the floor. And, you know, one of the smartest suits I saw was smoke gray tweed. It had a rolled collar, and on this was hand-embroidered a row of motifs in violet yarn. It was really stunning.
Bet it looked nice.
It did. There was a dark blue sheer that was nice, too, with a wide, deep, surplus collar of white batiste embroidery and wide cuffs, inverted cuffs, that gave the short sleeves a very graceful length.
I suppose a French creation like that would cost plenty.
Well, frankly, a new one would. But nearly every woman has an old dress in her closet that could be made like new, with a big white collar and cuffs such as these. You know, we women just need to put our imaginations to work. But here's our announcer with a special message. Agree with that. Now to the kitchen to see how the chef is getting on with the dinner of the day. My, it smells good in here.
Madam Ellen, you have come at the exact right moment. Already, I have part of the dinner ready for your approval. Now, here is the spring salad bowl.
Oh, it looks like a bouquet. Let's see. There's iceberg lettuce, chicory, sliced red radishes. And, Chef, what's this?
Oh, that is the small leaves of the spinach.
Very sweet and nice. And there are young onions cut up, too.
Oui, madame. And of the tops, I'm going to make soup tomorrow.
Oh, good. And the dressing for the salad?
Well, I used tomato French dressing to make the oil go twice so far.
Uh-huh.
But taste, madame.
Oh, this salad's simply delicious, Chef. But isn't there another flavor here?
Ah, you like that? It is the chopped fresh mint.
The touch of the chef. How's the barbecued lamb getting on?
Oh, the barbecue of the lamb?
Yes.
Oh, he is in the pressure cooker with the potatoes. The whole dinner will be done in 15 minutes' time with this new cooker.
And, of course, on the stove by the usual method, it will be ready in an hour. Chef, how did you prepare the lamb?
Well, first I removed all the fat possible. Then I cut the lamb in cubes, quite small. Roll in flour, sprinkle salt and pepper, and brown it with 2 sliced onion. Then I add the ingredients for the barbecue and cook until tender.
And what were the ingredients?
Oh, I use 1/2 cup tomato ketchup, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1 tablespoon of the sauce Worcestershire, tablespoon vinegar.
Vinegar.
1/2 teaspoon chili powder, and 1 cup hot water.
Well, anyhow, it's certainly a wonderful barbecue sauce. Ah, Chef, let's put the directions for this barbecued lamb with the sauce on this month's bulletin for our listeners.
Oh, with pleasure. And here, madame, I have the pineapple and strawberry cup for your approval.
And it has grated coconut on top. Again, the touch of the chef.
Oui, it is the frozen coconut. And the pineapple was frozen also. I use it when it is almost, but not quite, defrosted. But the strawberries, they are fresh.
You know, Chef, I think this fruit cup really calls for one of your charming little songs.
Ah, oui? Which one would you like?
Oh, I'd like the one about the butcher boy who was in love with the girl from Mamma.
You mean Mariette?
Yes.
Well, that is our theme song, n'est-ce pas?
Oh, yes, but won't you sing all of it this time, please?
Oh, avec plaisir. I'm going to sing it first in the French, then I will sing it for you with the American words I have composed myself. I hope you like them. Monsieur Dick, a little accompagnement, s'il vous plaît? Allez! Une jolie petite soubrette qui demeure dans mon quartier avait fait la conquête l'an dernier d'un charcutier. Hélas, l'aimable brune riait de sa passion quand le soir au clair de lune de faction sous son balcon. Il chantait pour monter, jette-moi ta clé, ma bébé. Mariette, ma petite Mariette, je t'offre mon cœur et ma galette. Cher ange, ma fleur d'orange, un petit bouton, ça sent si bon. Now I'm going to sing it to you with the American words. A pretty little girlie who lives around my way. She teases all the boys. She has a sweetheart every day. The boys are crazy about her. She's such a lovely sight. And underneath her window you can hear them sing at night. Oh, listen to my plea, my chérie, my baby. Mariette, oh, oh, Mariette, you give me such a tender feeling. For you I'm yearning, I'm simply burning. I'll get you yet, my sweet coquette.
Oh, what a gay little song.
Yes, Chef, it was swell. I say, Mrs. Allen, I've been trying for days to hear about your trip to the Southwest.
Oh, I had a wonderful time, Walter, especially meeting so many homemakers. You know, they keep house there very differently from women in many other parts of the country.
Well, I thought keeping house was the same all over.
Uh-uh. The climate and the general conditions make a big difference. For instance, in and around Los Angeles, it's so dry the women spend considerable time gardening and watering the grounds. And the distances are so great, even in the city. They spend hours driving to market or taking their husbands to work. You know, they have to practice real household efficiency to get it all in.
Say, did you meet any of the Hollywood stars?
Oh, yes, I did. One especially who's not only a star of stage and screen, but also a star at housekeeping.
Oh, who is that?
Zazu Pitts.
Zazu Pitts?
Uh-huh, and her hobby's cooking. She heard I was in Hollywood and gave a little party for me at her home in Bel Air. She has a most charming house. The rooms are oval.
You mean oval-shaped?
Yes, and the entrance hall, the music room, and living room are all decorated and furnished in tones of soft sage green.
No contrasts? Not even in draperies?
No, and it's not a bit monotonous. It's very restful. She uses lovely fresh flower arrangements to add color. For instance, in front of the living room fireplace, she has two facing big upholstered benches with a rounded one at the end, forming a horseshoe. And between is a very long coffee table with an indentation at one end. Now, this indentation held a big bowl filled with marigolds. Ozazu Pitts is a most charming hostess. Someday soon, I'll tell you about a wonderful kitchen and what she likes to cook.
Sounds to me like this program is due for a lot of good things.
It is. The chef and I are busy working out the latest ideas in the new cookery. Then there's the new household management that saves time and strength. And we're going to touch on child care and guidance, too. And we're going to have up-to-the-minute ideas on home decorating. Sometimes we're going to have very special guests. Dick Liebert will be at the organ, and the chef has promised to sing his fascinating folk songs. And Walter. Now, Walter, don't you tell.
No, no.
But the chef's trying to become an actor, and I'll coax him to practice his characterizations right on the air.
Boy, I'll bet that'll be something.
And besides, we're going to talk more about good times and the new entertaining. For all this is part of the pursuit of happiness. The right of us all, each and every one.
And now, Mrs. Allen, what is your thought for the day?
Some lines I think that everyone will appreciate. Where we love is home. Home that our feet may leave, but not our hearts. Until the next time, here's happy homemaking from Ida Bailey Allen.
And au revoir from the chef.